This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Business leaders in Colorado are nervous about the direction of the economy, according to an index from CU's Leeds School of Business. Trade policy, immigration enforcement, and federal spending cuts are all contributing to economic uncertainty. That's according to executives polled by CU. Respondents were pessimistic about the state's economic trajectory on top of the concerns around federal policy. The Colorado Springs Police Department is expanding its internet crime reporting program. As KRCC's Brianna Heaney reports, the goal is to speed up response times for starting necessary paperwork.
Victims of crimes that are not ongoing emergencies can fill out the form online to give details about the incident. Spokesperson Caitlin Ford says it could take days or weeks to coordinate an officer visit. Now, victims can fill out their own report and get a case number within 3 days.
It just routes you to that appropriate resource faster than instead of having that patrol officer be the middleman in between.
She says getting a police report filed earlier can also get the ball moving quicker for things like insurance claims. Violent crimes or crimes that otherwise include an assault are not eligible. I'm Brianna Heaney, KRCC News.
More than 2,000 pounds of illegal fireworks are now out of circulation in Pueblo County. Local law enforcement agencies recently seized the dangerous explosives at two locations, including a suburban home where homemade fireworks were being manufactured and sold. The only legal fireworks in Colorado are non-explosive and don't leave the ground. This is CPR News and KRCC.